This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam, by the way, is here from obscuredtruth.com, and you've been busily putting together some videos recently. What are some of the recent releases?
I have. The latest one was a police DUI sobriety checkpoint where they go through and check all the papers and license plate registration and all this stuff to make sure the driver's sober. And so what we did is some of the activists went down.
It's also an obedience checkpoint as well.
It is. And one of the activists went down 100 yards down to the traffic circle at one end of the traffic stop with a sign that said police checkpoint ahead.
To give people the chance to not go
to
in that direction.
Continue right around the circle right. And take
to spend their valuable
the
time in some way other than going through this silly checkpoint.
So on the back of the sign, though, when the police came by, we would flip it around to a sign that said, never question authority. And the police would wave to us when we got that. And then once they were gone, we flip it back. Around.
Nice. Nice.
That's hilarious.
So you can see the video of that. It's up at freekeen.com, but it was, did you upload that to your
Obscured
channel?
Obscured Truth as
okay,
well, yeah.
ObscuredTruth.com as well. So let's go to your phone calls to the fun. Ralph, listening in Michigan. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, new caller.
Welcome, sir.
I've been listening to you guys for the last week, and I'm trying to wrap my mind around where you guys stand on some of your issues.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I was just wondering. I know you're against the police state, because
yeah.
You're always. I mean, obviously, every time I hear you talking it down, which you know I'm all for being against it, but every once in a while I hear you also kind of pro schools.
Pro schools?
Pro teachers and stuff like that.
What did you hear specifically?
Well, you know, you talk about education and stuff like that. You know, which is education is good. Don't get me wrong. But
well, maybe
like,
you misheard. So allow me to clarify. I am pro education, but not pro government schools. I think that I think that if you want young people to be educated, then the government is the last organization that you want to be in charge of that. The government's schools are nothing more than indoctrination camps that bring young people to the point where they can function, they can function as drones, essentially, worker drones in a society that encourages them to stay down, keep their head down, don't take any risk, don't think critically, don't question authority, etc.
Follow the path. Yeah.
Follow this little path, get yourself a nice job, get comfy, earn some money, and then retire, and we'll take care of you for the rest of your life, etc., etc. So I think the government schools are one of the biggest propaganda devices that the government people have, and I'm firmly, and I think I can speak for the both of you in this particular case, firmly against it.
I'm homeschooling.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that then, because, like I said, you know, I just started listening to you guys, and
sure.
Usually I come in from outside working about 7 o'clock.
Where are you at in Michigan, if I might ask?
I'm by New Baltimore.
I don't know where that is.
That's not very helpful. All the towns around us are really small. I
gotcha.
Got to about 40 miles north of Detroit.
Okay.
He shouldn't have asked you that question because he doesn't know any of the towns in Michigan.
I know some of them, the ones we're on the air in. I know those.
I listen to you over the computer.
Okay.
My wife tunes it in for me. And she, like
good.
I said, she's just been tuning this one station in. And
excellent.
I picked you guys up and started listening to you because, so, you know, we're about the only people around here that everybody thinks we're nuts.
Here,
you know, I tell them the truth about the Bible and I tell them the truth about this government and this world and what's going on.
I'm just curious. What's the truth about the Bible?
What's the truth about the Bible? Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you're going to a 501c3 church, then you might as well just go and worship the government.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
I'm not a Christian. I was at one time. I then transitioned into an atheist period in my life and then moved into being a panentheist. So I'm somewhat familiar with the Bible, having gone to Christian camp and things like that. Mark has read it a number of times.
I go to a Quaker meeting. I suspect they're a 501c3, or at the very least, they're recognized by some kind of government entity or another.
You need to check on that, Mark. That seems very un-Quaker.
I don't think you don't have to, as a church or religious body, you don't actually have to register with the government. But many do. Most do.
I would double check on that. That seems very un-Quaker.
Well, isn't that what happened at Culpeper Farm there? The king was making ministers buy the king's stamp before they can preach. And if you didn't do it, you know, you got kind of punished for it. And isn't that what they're doing with the 501c3? Same thing? Sounds likely.
Yeah, I definitely understand completely where you're coming from. There is a lot of worship within the Christian, so-called Christian community. There's a lot of worship of the state. They will stand and pledge allegiance to a flag, which is idolatry, in my opinion.
And it's come out that the federal government is reaching out to the pastors and ministers and telling them to sort of train or indoctrinate their flock into trust the government. If things go wrong, then, you know, you just do what the government says and everything will be okay. And that's just so crazy.
And they'll indoctrinate these so-called Christians into believing that whatever the U.S. government does, the people they kill around the world in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other places, somehow is in God's name. And that's what
God would do.
That this God, that's supposedly a God of peace and love and forgiveness and turning the other cheek, would somehow support slaughtering innocent people around the world. It's just all so backwards, isn't it?
Well, you know, here's where we kind of disagree, though. You know, I say, I talk to a lot of these, and I use the word loosely, Christians. Now, I'm one of God's people. I'm not a Christian, because these people that use the word Christian, they just use it too loosely. But here's the thing. You know, when I talk to some of these people around here, especially family members, because they always keep saying, well, you're no Christian I've ever met. And I'm like, good. And I said, let me give you chapter and verse on that, and where it talks about God's people are a peculiar people. And I want to be peculiar because I don't want to be one of those people that you've met.
Well, tell me about where we're disagreeing. I'm still not sure.
Well, let me go there. I just wanted to clarify that. But anyways, you know, they talk about love and all this. And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, is there a hell? And they said, oh, yeah. I said, well, what's hell all about? And they said, well, that's where people go that are unrepentant and bad and so forth. I said, yeah. I said, very good. I said, but here's the question. I said, you know that many are called and few are chosen? That means most of this world is going to be ending up in hell? Well, no. God's Son covers us with His grace. I said, yeah, He covers those who accept His grace and follow it, but not those who are truly repentant and don't follow it.
You know, this particular story, the one that includes God sending his children that he loves to hell, just strikes me as the bastardization of a religion that in fact was centered around love and forgiveness and mercy and treating people that you would treat as yourself and loving the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. It seems to me that they, you know, somebody took the whole Hades thing and just inserted it. Because, you know, I have a son, and I would never, you know, if he touched something, I wouldn't take, you know, say a pair of diagonal cutters, some dikes, and cut his little fingers off in order to teach him a lesson. But God says if you make one, the God you're talking about there, says if you make one little mistake that you've sinned and you've fallen short of the grace of God, and I've read that Bible back and front three times, read the New Testament seven times, and as far as I'm concerned, it's a mishmash of contradictory bullcrap. And I, you know, if God wants to send me to hell on Judgment Day, I'm going to look him right in the eye and I'm going to say, go ahead, you sick, evil man. Because I just don't believe I don't believe that God exists. So I'm prepared for that day.
That's just it. You know, you said that he's unforgiving. He is forgiving. That's why he gave his only begotten son for our sins. But he gave it to us.
His only begotten son came to earth, and instead of, say, teaching something important like hygiene or, bacteria, he's driving demons out of people. Demons, for God's sakes. It's 2010. Do you believe in demons?
Oh, yeah.
No, let's bring him back. Hang on, Ralph. Clearly, we agreed on a lot at the beginning at this point.
Well, it's just fun now.
Yeah. More with Ralph, if you got time. More in a moment here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, we get a chance, we'll get back to the prosecutor, the man that put Mark Emery behind bars, now coming out in favor of ending the war on drugs?
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Go to HempUSA.org. Go to HempUSA.org. And ask your legislator. And ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hemp. USA.org. Go to HempUSA.org and call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there totally free, including our webcam. can watch, listen, and interact. We've got our chat room built into the very same page, and it's all brought to you free at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and brought to you by memorydealers.com.
That's right. Memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. And memorydealers.com can also drive out your demons. Memorydealers.com!
So we go back to Ralph, who is still with us there in Michigan. And Ralph, you started out the call, newer listener to the program, wanted to clear up a couple of issues. And those were a couple of issues we agreed on, getting the government out of education, for instance. And I forget what the other one was, but a couple we agreed on.
Everything we get the government out of, I agree with.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then we got to the issue of theology, and of course there is some disagreement here on this program, because I don't think any of the three of us are self-described as Christians.
I'm a Quaker.
Yeah. And I'm a panentheist. I've been to some Quaker meetings. I don't know if that means I can be a Quaker, but I'll call myself a Quaker for the purposes of... I mean, there's no way they can say I'm not a Quaker, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Sam, how would you describe yourself?
Well, someone told me I'm not a Quaker.
Someone told you that?
Yeah, in the one of the newspaper comments. You go around carrying a gun. No self-respecting Quaker would ever do that, which is not even true.
Right.
You carry a gun? No.
Well, no. See,
I would agree with that statement.
Every free stater,
Ralph.
Right, every free stater is the same, though, Mark. So if Rich Paul, the local one of the local activists who does carry a gun and is very visible, carries a gun, then everyone must carry a gun.
Right.
So, Ralph, you're back with us. Now, Mark, you made a comment about demons. You asked Ralph if he believes in them, and I'm not sure where you were going with that. But
I was just asking, and he agreed in the affirmative. So, Ralph, tell me about these demons. Do they cause sickness? Most sickness? All sickness?
No. A lot of that's brought on by our own stupidity.
Just eating bad stuff and smoking cigarettes and things?
Wait a minute. You're all for smoking pot, but you're against smoking cigarettes.
Oh, no.
That's kind of hypocritical, isn't it?
You can smoke whatever combusted plant material you wish to smoke. I'm just don't have the expectation that smoking that combusted plant material is somehow going to necessarily leave you in a healthier condition than when, before you started.
Well, I'm not. I do smoke.
Okay.
Used to smoke pot. Don't do that no more. Simply because I like to retain control of my faculties.
Mm-hmm.
I got too lazy and too laid back when I smoke pot.
So what do the demons do? What in your belief system?
Wait a minute. Let's clarify the cigarettes. Okay? And I'm not trying to justify them. Don't get me wrong here.
No.
But if you go back to some of the Indians' practices with tobacco, it was a purification form because cigarettes will make you sweat, and the tobacco nicotine in there will cause the impurities in your body to come out.
I hadn't really ever thought about it. Cigarettes to me are something that someone chooses to do, whether, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, as long as they're on their own property or property that they have paid to maintain, i.e. real public property, not property open to the public that's owned by somebody, then they should be able to smoke on that property, you know, whether it's in a building or out of building or whatever, whether it's their business or their home, you know, whatever it is. I think that, you know, that's smoking is a right.
Yeah, nobody here on this show has any problem with you smoking cigarettes.
Okay,
and
I just wanted to clarify that because
sure. You
realize also that a virus cannot live in a smoke-filled environment?
I didn't know that, no.
Don't know whether that actually prevents diseases for smokers, as I understand.
I didn't say it prevented diseases. I said virus.
Okay. I don't know if humans can survive in a smoke-filled environment either.
So let's go back to the issue of the demons. I want to know more about this. What demons do you believe? What do they do? What tasks?
I believe they exist. I don't believe in them. Do you follow me? Because if you believe in them, then you'd be kind of worshiping them. I believe they exist.
Do they have names, or are they just kind of nameless faces?
Oh, no, they have names. Do I sit there and dwell on their names and read about their names? No, I do not.
What do they do during the day?
What do they do? Probably cause trouble.
So can they move?
There's been times in my life that I've made bad decisions, and some of those decisions were just because of stupidity, and mm-hmm. some of those decisions could have been because of influence of demon or evil.
I always wonder about
way,
this.
I take responsibility for my decisions.
Well, that's good.
Because,
yep.
You'd have to.
Well, the point is if I left myself open to be influenced by them, then it's my fault.
Now, I've always wondered this. If demons, as I understand it, don't have corporeal bodies, they can't move things in this world. And I wonder, how is it that they sit on people's shoulders and whisper in their ears and control their minds if they can't move things in real life?
But they can.
So they can, like, pick up this swing line stapler here and whip it across the room?
Well, they could if they wanted to.
So it makes you wonder.
Let me ask you a question. You ever watch any of these programs on TV where these ghost hunters or whatever you call them are?
Yes.
When I was a kid.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying there's programs that, you know, every once in a while we flip through the TV and you run across these ghost adventures or whatever they're called, and they've caught something on tape where something went flying across the room. Well, they call them ghosts. But, you know, like, if you know the truth.
No, it's not.
About death, now here's the thing. When you die, that's just it. You are dead, and you go into an eternal sleep until the resurrection. You don't wander around as a ghost. You don't go into the kingdom of heaven, because no man...
And you know this because it's a sudden...
Christ said it. Simply
said an old book.
Plain and simple.
Somewhere.
He said, no man will ascend to heaven. Now, a lot of people say, well, how about the thief on the cross? He said, you will be in heaven this day with me. Well, if you die and you fall into eternal sleep, when you wake up, it says if you died that or woke up that same day. So, you know, that's how you get the analogy there.
So, yeah. Ralph, what if...
But
what
the
if,
point I'm trying to say, there is no ghost. They are demons.
What if you don't go to heaven because heaven and hell are a place that exists right now, right here on earth? That it's a sort of a state of mind. It's sort of... how you choose to perceive the world. I mean, you can choose to come from a place that's empowering to you, where you're following your passions, where you're living your dreams, and the universe and God or the inner light, whatever you want to call it, will line things up for you and life will seem to flow. Or you can sort of go against what your intuition is telling you, what you think is best, what feels to be like, you know, the right thing for you to do. You can choose to sort of turn away from that, and then you will experience hell where things aren't working, where problems crop up and so forth. Could that be what the Bible's talking about?
Well, I think you're asking the meaning of life here, almost, and a lot of people look at me and they ask, well, you know, how can... Okay, I'll give you an example with the housing bubble that came and blew up and everybody losing their job and this. I knew this was coming back in the... Well, actually...
I'll tell you what, we don't have much time for a long example, but I want to thank you for the call tonight. And you're welcome to call in any old time you want to, whatever it is you want to talk about. That's why we're here.
Yeah, thanks for being a good sport, Ralph.
Yeah, appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
I have a very important announcement from our friends at eFoods Direct. Please pay close attention. Due to rapidly rising food costs, eFoods Direct must raise their prices. However, until September 20th, our current supplies are gone, whichever comes first, eFoods Direct is making a special offer to our listeners. It's the eFoods Direct Pre-Price Increase Special. Since 2008, wholesale food costs have risen dramatically, yet eFoods Direct has refused to pass these increases on to you. Unfortunately, they can no longer absorb the recent surge in costs and have no choice but to raise prices. Until September 20th, our supplies on hand are gone, whichever comes first. Not only can you take advantage of the current lower prices, but for every three selected items that you buy, eFoods Direct will give you one free. That's right, buy three, get one free. It's your last chance to get in on the huge savings. Act now. On the web at eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com on the web or call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there for free. Those features, by the way, include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. You can get over there and edit virtually anything you see. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And by the way, Free Talk Live has now been in New Hampshire, broadcasting from New Hampshire for 4 years. Man, it has gone quickly, and it has been absolutely wonderful so far. Mark, you at the very beginning were a little bit homesick, and then you managed to settle in. You got yourself a place. You started a family. You settled down. And
yeah, now I don't like to go back to Sarasota or any place else. I mean, it's just about whatever you call home and how you feel. So now this is home, and I want to be here.
We just had one of our newest movers, Brooke Kelly, on the show a couple days, or I think it was yesterday, actually, last night. And she was talking about how she discovered that the people up here were her friends. She just didn't know it yet, that they were her friends that were waiting for her to get to know her better when she made the move. And now she is making that move, and it's been a great experience for her so far as well, as after finding out that what she termed as the Ron Paul revolution dying around the country, this is the place to go. If you're sick and tired of watching libertarian candidates fail, of watching this, you know, Ron Paul revolution die out, of if you're burned out personally on just spinning your wheels at politics wherever you are, politics is possible here in New Hampshire. Civil disobedience is burgeoning here in New Hampshire. Media creation is all over the place, television, radio, internet, it's all here. And Sam, you are now, you've been here, what, a year and a half plus at this point? Early 2009?
A year and a half. Yeah, I got here January 1st of 2009.
Yeah, so in a few more months, you'll be celebrating your second year.
I will. Wow.
And how's it reflect for us here briefly?
Man, it's hard to imagine sort of going back to the old life, but at the same time.
The corporate job.
Yeah, well, just living away from the activists, the sort of the things that are going on here. There's progress being made. There's people who care about, you know, something outside of their 9-to-5 job and going out and getting drunk at the bars, mm-hmm. or going out on the weekends to this party or to that club,
the
or
typical
whatever.
Young person's
the pointless life. It's
story.
Just sort of a life of self-indulgence. Whereas here, I feel like I'm part of something that's bigger than any of us.
So come on over to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, get on board, and come join the fun here in New Hampshire. All right, 800-259-9231. So, Sam, you and Mark both have stories. You were inspired by our caller there who was talking about the ghost shows on television.
Real-life ghost stories.
And I find it very silly. I think that the ghost shows on television, these ghost hunters, are ludicrous. There are people that want to find some sort of evidence to back up their belief systems, and the so-called evidence they come up with is laughable at best. And pathetic, typically. Mm-hmm. It's not to say I don't believe. I look, I don't claim to know what the truth about consciousness is, or life, or, you know, the ability to manipulate things beyond the obvious five senses and what we can control. I don't claim to know any of that. I just think a lot of that crap is nonsense.
Ghost stories are clearly fictional fabrications, and some of them are told very, very well. However, Bigfoot. That crap is real.
So, Sam, what's your story?
All right. So, well, I mean, I think that we are, I am not just this body. This is just a meat suit. I am the thing that's animating it and making the decisions and so forth. And when the body dies, I'm still around. I'm just in a pure energy form. And I don't know if ghosts are, you know, that pure energy form, if it's some kind of a repeat of residual energy that's left over or what, no idea, but I think there's something there to it. So when I was a kid, we were on a family vacation with my mom. We went and visited my aunt and uncle up in Colorado. I think we were outside of Boulder in this old Western hotel that had been around since the 1800s. They had a jar in the bar that was filled with lead bullets that, when they had replaced the old tin ceiling tiles, were from the cowboys who would ride in through the saloon doors on their horses and shoot out the candelabras in the bar. And so,
jeez, what a terrible, you could hurt somebody.
Yeah. Well, 52 people had died in this hotel, and they had built an extra hotel onto it, but the people weren't staying in the original rooms, but the bar was still in the original building and so forth, and I can just see the skepticism on Ian's face.
No, I was actually just thinking and we haven't had a single death since 1892.
So, you know, my mom and I, growing up, we were always into this kind of energy and feeling stuff and, you know, just out checking out the world. And we walked into the lobby of this place, and there's these two massive pictures that are like 10 by 20. One was, I don't remember what, the other one was a big matador-looking guy. And I looked at it, and I could just feel like, whoa, there's something weird there.
And you sure so, it wasn't the clerk behind the picture, like with a kind of in the Scooby-Doo where they open up the eyes and they look through at you?
No. It was way too big for that. And this was off over sort of by the couches. So my mom and I both noticed it, and I don't remember which one of us made the comment, but eventually we're going around feeling furniture and trying to see, you know, talking about, well, does this seem weird? Yeah. Anyway, well, mom talks to the husband. It's a husband and wife team that run this place. She talks to the husband. He does not want to mention it at all, or I think it was the wife didn't want to mention it, one of them. And she gets a hold of the other one and then gets the more of the whole story. And apparently they had all kinds of ghosts in this place, and they had the Indian guides come in and burn sweetgrass in all the rooms and tell the spirits to move on and so forth. And they had
apparently
some,
it didn't work, huh?
Well, they had some mischievous.
Not everybody likes sweetgrass.
They had some mischievous. Man, you guys. All right. There were some spirits there that would float books across the room when, you know, behind you when you turn around, that sort of thing. The water.
According to the owners.
According to the owners. The water in the shower would go ice cold all of a sudden and then back to hot.
Oh, that's just a ghost. Don't you worry about it. We can't give you a refund.
No. This is in the old part of the hotel. The new part was fine. Was fine, all right? And so eventually mom talked to him and let him go up there, and she walked through each of the rooms and she...
Wait, so the old part's closed off?
The old part was closed off, yeah. So she went back to the owners after they let her up there to look around, and she's like, room 7, 9, and 12. And they said, yeah, those are the ones that we still have problems with. Whatever happened in there, there's still something sticking around. So that was pretty much it at the hotel, and then the guys were going off skiing, the girls were going off shopping. So we split up in cars, they took their car off, and we're kind of out in rural Colorado, and the girl's car starts making noise all of a sudden. And then the car eventually breaks down. They get towed to this garage in this nowhere town. The sheriff's a nice guy there, nothing really going on, so he decides to take them to his friend's trailer where they can stay, because it's going to take like a day or several hours at least to get the car fixed. Well, the trailer that he takes them to, the people had gone on vacation and left their dogs inside for a week.
What a bad idea.
Yeah. It didn't smell very nice, as you can imagine. And so, you know, all of these things, and I'm just touching the highlights here, but all of these things just sort of line up, and there's just one bad thing after another. And mom seemed to think that it was something very...
So let me see if I'm understanding. You're saying that you had bad things happen after your mom went up into the ghost rooms?
Yes. Only to my mom.
That only
they
to your mom.
Attached onto her. But the weirdest thing was...
Hold that thought. The weirdest thing. We'll come back to that in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Coast to Coast. I'm sorry. I mean, it's Free Talk Live.
Our wild card line.
You can bring up anything.
800-259-9231.
Even in these remaining moments, which are coming up here in a bit. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Off-the-grid remedies can still be grown in your own backyard. Tap into powerful off-the-grid healthcare using all-natural, time-tested herbal medications that you grow yourself with the new Survival Herb Bank. Take the first preventative step against the coming socialized medical shortages with SurvivalHerbBank.com. Traditional herbal remedies have been used effectively for centuries, but the big pharmaceutical and big government cartel can't patent their natural healing powers. That's why they are trying to ban them. The Survival Herb Bank contains 20 powerful herbs, all with proven track records. Records as off-the-grid remedies. And here's the best part. When you grow your own herbal medicines, potencies go through the roof. Learn more at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Plus, get the ebook, How to Grow Your Own Herbs for Survival Remedies, a $39 value free with every Survival Herb Bank order. Now at less than half price while supplies last at SurvivalHerbBank.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalHerbBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves in these remaining moments. There is enough time for your call at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. If you want to help support the show, you can AMP, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It is a great way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some other option for as little as $3 a month. It's all we're asking for, the price of a cup of coffee, and it makes a big difference for us because it really does allow us to do some significant outreach to the radio industry. Coming up here in about a month, about 5 weeks, we're going to L.A., to a radio talk radio convention. It's been a few years since we've been out to the West Coast, and it's time we are seen out there. It's important for us to go and do these things because being seen in the industry means that you're serious and you're a player, if you will. And you know, we want people to think about Free Talk Live when they're thinking about making a change to their radio station. So we want to be as front of mind as we possibly can. And it's listeners like you that help us do these things. So and you get perks. You get access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP Only Forum, as well as the AMP Only Podcast and more. You can get the details and get signed up and the perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Sam, you're telling us a ghost story, and I obviously am a little bit skeptical of some of these things, but I think that people with personal experiences are much more credible than these ghost hunter guys. They're at least interesting. Oh, yeah. They're just looking for a TV show. They're looking for funding. They're looking to, you know, they are hobbyists who are looking to fund
their
hobby.
I've watched the TV show, and I think it's some of the most ridiculous stuff I've seen.
Have you seen the Penn & Teller on the ghost hunters?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's one of their funniest. Penn & Teller's BS. It's one of their funniest episodes. They just... they just reamed these guys for a half an hour. And I don't know if it's that same crew. It's just there's so plenty of these guys out there, Ghost Hunter guys. So, but you're talking about an
Look, I could care less whether you can make a living making ghost story TV shows or reading palms or writing out people's zodiac things. I think that people to some extent look at these things for fun, and for that purpose, I think it's fine. I think that there's clearly a point when you're taking all this stuff too seriously. You know, at that point, I think that person's mentally ill and would be taking something else too seriously.
Well, you mentioned reading palms as though it's no big deal. I think it can be, especially if you've got a client that's taking it seriously. If it's just, it's a big joke, then that's no big deal. But if you've got somebody coming in there believing that what this palm reader is telling them is going to be the absolute truth or whatever, that and they make drastic life changes based on,
tells
them.
That person's going to get huckstered by somebody.
Hold on. All right. Mom did palm reading, too. And there's some science to it, okay? I mean, there is some science to it. It's not going to tell you,
reading
in 2 weeks you're going to get hit by it. No, that's not in there. But there are some general guidelines, just like the physiognomy book that talks about how facial features
tell about your personality. I think there are probably people who believe what they do. And then there are also the scam artists.
Yes.
I'm not saying your mom was a scam artist. I don't know her, but...
I'm saying it's been accurate for me. I also learned handwriting analysis. We looked at, Jeffrey Dahmer's handwriting and analyzed that and compared it up. We also looked at Clinton's, but from his first presidential campaign to his second. The first one showed drug abuse. Both of them showed signs that he was a pathological liar and thought that was pretty accurate. We did a lot of these things, so I think there is some science to them, and I think you're a little overly skeptical.
There's also something called cold reading, where essentially you're dealing with a scam artist who will ask certain questions in order to garner information, or in some cases literally, pick the pocket of the person they're dealing with.
That's very true.
To gain information about them in order to perpetuate the scam. So let's go back to the story about the hotel. You've got a little ghost story you've been telling us. Your mom, she's in touch with the spirit world.
Yeah,
she went
through the rooms.
She disturbed the spirits of this old shut-off, this wing of the hotel that's been closed off. There's ghost stories that surround it. And then all of a sudden, traumatic things start happening. The car breaks down. You didn't mention some of the other things that went wrong.
She gets dropped off at this trailer to wait while the mechanic repairs the car, and the people have just come back from vacation. They had their dogs locked up in the trailer for over a week, just using the bathroom on the floor. She gets the baby, and the baby, while she's holding it for the brief period of time, pees on her.
Tell me the head spins around. Please tell me the head spins around.
The baby pees on her.
Babies do that.
They do that. Yeah. But then, then they eventually, after all of this,
down.
They do. Then they get picked up by the sheriff again to go back into town, and they decide, her and her sister sit down to get a cup of coffee. She's drinking coffee out of a styrofoam cup, and the bottom falls out of it, and the coffee dumps in her lap.
Oof.
How many times does that happen?
Not too many.
While you're holding a styrofoam cup.
I suppose it could happen.
It's pretty rare. So what happened to you, though?
Nothing happened to me.
He wasn't disturbing
story.
The ghosts,
right.
Ian.
Right. I don't know if we have time for the other one. Hold the thoughts. Okay. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to A-Man in Tennessee. A-Man, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How you gentlemen doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got... listen to that earlier caller about religion and stuff. Seneca wrote 2,000 years ago, religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful.
Mm, yeah.
That pretty much sums it all up.
I would say organized religion.
Yeah,
well, whatever.
Organized religion is interested in control, whereas disorganized religion is just belief systems that are propagated by different people. I don't think they're as dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah, but here's a question I ran across to ask any Christian or I guess any religious guy also. What has God got against amputees?
Thanks for the call tonight, A-Man. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Claude in Florida. Claude, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Claude, what's on your mind?
Yes. Well, I'm from Haiti, but I live in Miami now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Last time I went to Haiti, my country, and I'm observing, the so-called United Nations. They just, patrol around, and the people are still you know, suffering. They're still in the tent in the hot sun. And they're
after
not
the
doing
earthquake.
Nothing. Yes.
Yeah.
So they're not doing nothing. It's like, I don't know. And they're saying that there's a lot of money coming in. Like, I don't know what's going on. The only thing I see the guys do is just push around, just go to the market, buy beers. So I'm like, what's going on?
When I saw Clinton and Bush get together on a campaign ad to raise money for the Haiti Relief Fund or whatever, I'm thinking this has just got to be one of the biggest scams. They're probably siphoning money into some kind of charity, giving some kind of nominal relief aid down there, and then to eating up a huge chunk of it in administrative costs. And they don't help. The government doesn't have the best interests of people at heart. It's private charities, people who care, people who are willing to donate their time, who are willing to be on the ground there and do things. And it's like government does everything they can to step in and put a stop to that because they're not official or whatever.
Well, we've talked about security theater before on this show. This is kind of like assistance theater, right? Maybe if we send these guys in a Jeep around here and there, people will think they're actually doing something. And what you're saying is they're not.
They're not. It's like, I don't know, it's like you see, even the government, well, the thing is, you know, the Haitian government, they was going to send, like, you know, charity food, like rice. Mm-hmm. Even him, he said that, don't send no more because the rice that they have, they need to sell it. I'm like, what the hell, what's going on? So they got to sell the rice, so they tell the people to don't, you know, stop sending food, rice. So I'm like, this is crazy because
it is crazy. Have there been any reports? Because a lot of the times these UN peacekeepers will come into places and just start raping the local population.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Getting away with it. Is that happening too? Have you heard about any of that?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of local also in the tent. There's a lot of raping going on. So it's the same thing. I think they have one of, I think, Cape Haitian is one of, they find a 16-year a year old boy, they find him like hang.
Oh, jeez.
So,
a 16-year-old boy, they found him hang?
Yes.
Hung, rather?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So I'm like, what's going on here? Because, and it was in one of the United Nations headquarters. So
it was in the United Nations headquarters?
Yes, one of them, yeah, in Cape Haitian. So I'm like,
wow.
Is great. So I don't know what's going on.
So people are still just displaced all over the place. The UN troops just, you know, dicking around, buying beer, having a grand old time, and the money is going somewhere, but it's not going to help these people.
No. They're still in the tent in the sun. Babies dying, heat exhaustion. I don't know what's going on.
It's sad. In Indonesia, they used the tsunami to grab the 2-mile strip of coastal line so that the government could fund hotels to come in there and pay more taxes.
Claude, thanks for the call. I'm sorry to hear that news. It's not surprising. What did you say to him, Mark? Sac passé.
Sac passé means what's up.
What's up in Haitian?
Yeah.
Because you've been there. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.